Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Be Simply. This is She, and I want to thank you for joining us in this moment. We are connecting to food alchemy and the alchemy and serendipity that can occur when we have a conversation with the plant kingdom and the food that we're placing in our sacred temple, this body, this vehicle that is moving us around. And what I'm going to do today is share some simple things that we can connect with to educate ourselves on what's possible in the arena of depression. And in the last segment, we talked about moving fall to spring. And what happens in those two seasons, as mentioned, is that one side of the globe has the potentiality to release the emotion of grief, and that is in the fall. And the other side of the globe has a potentiality to release the emotion of anger. Now, those two things are yin and yang emotions. So the anger is that ignition, that electricity, that heat, and that requires cooling. The depression, a stagnation, slowing down, yin energy, and needing to welcome in the opposite sometimes to assist one in those seasons, especially if you're overeating or you're not warm enough. So this aspect of depression is really key, because if we do not release grief or we do not release anger in an effective manner, we will more than likely experience some spectrum of depression. And depression can be manageable with self, or it can go out of control where you need to get assistance. So for anyone listening that's experienced depression and has varying degrees, I really recommend to make sure that you have a support team, and you really ask friends and family to be really honest with you where you're at, and then decide how you're going to treat that depression. In Western medicine, they have pharmacology, which from my own perspective in working with people in depression and living with someone that suffered with depression, can sometimes put on a Band-Aid. It puts a shield on you until you can get stabilized. Now, that can be really helpful, especially if you're in a 911 situation and you need to get stabilized. And so it's basically you get put into a holding pattern till you can find your way and then move forward. I would not recommend being on antidepressants your whole entire life, because then you're never addressing the issues. That's why a team approach is really important. Today, rather than addressing Western pharmacology, which there's a lot of information out there, you can go out there and check it out, we're going to talk about a couple ideas that you can employ, if you want, into your life. And know we have these varying degrees, so if you've had anything in your life happen to you where you feel that you haven't addressed some grief, some loss, loss of yourself, if you're this can happen if you're a parent and you move into parenthood and you mourn the loss of the life you had prior to the children. It's not that the children aren't beautiful additions to your family, but it's an adjustment, and that can take a while for you to really understand what that means and to step into those new roles. If you've lost a loved one, if you've lost a relationship, all these things can create grief, and it's really important to manage that grief and release the grief so you're not holding on to it. When we hold on to things, emotions, anything like that, we're constricting ourselves and the people that are attached to that. So it's like squeezing a ball in your hand that you might have done when you've given blood, and you're constricting the emotions and all the energetic ties. If we release that and let it go, let it flow, then we have greater probability to move on and not get into that 911 situation where potentially needing to be put into that vestibule until you get completely stabilized. So what I've done is I put a couple links below to some articles, and first, I want to shine a light on the Sacred Cookbook, and this comes from a movie that was created about the sacred science, and this cookbook's fun because it goes, Nick Polizzi went and created this film called The Sacred Science, and in there, he talks about all these different medicines. So he's traveled all over the world and researched different foods and recipes that can assist you in medicinal ways. Now, this is how they founded Chinese medicine, Ayurvedic medicine. When we go out in nature and listen to nature and connect to nature, she'll lead us to where we need to go, and it's a really beautiful process. In addition, if you bring this methodology into your daily living, you realize that you can start listening to what you need and take your diet where it needs to go. And each day, you know, we'll get into these regimes and thinking you have to do something every single day, and that's not necessarily true. You might wake up and, just like in the seasons, oh, it's cooler out, I want something warm to eat. A raw food diet doesn't feel so good in the winter when I'm freezing. Or you might realize, wow, I've had way too much heavy foods and I need to cleanse and clear, and you might employ some methods to do that. So it's just a process of learning how to listen and remember how we were designed to interact with the planet and maneuver around all these other indulgences out there that are fun, creative expressions and can be enjoyed in moderation. So in this book, what's so beautiful about it is you can look in the back. There's a thing called an index, so you can look up what you need. You can look up a specific ingredient or condition, and then you can flip to the recipes and see. So we're going to talk a little bit about this recipe, Tibetan Rhodelia tea, and this is a rose root, and it grows at altitudes of 11,000 to 16,000 feet. And it's a cactus-like plant with a bright, he says red. In addition, I posted a picture, it's a yellow flower too, with tree-like bark. And it is a bark which is widely used in places like Tibet, Syria, to make delicious cinnamon-colored, potent, and curative tea. So you're seeing here in just this quick expression, if you remember ever having, when they use the word cinnamon, anything cinnamon-colored, not flavored necessarily, really commands your attention, especially if you get a lot of it. This is an ancient sacred herb in Tibet. Tibetan monks have been said to use it to strengthen their spiritual power since the beginning of their civilization. The main ingredient in this plant is the glucoside, which has been shown to improve a cognitive function, sexual function, as well as alleviating depression. Also rich in flavonoids, amino acids, and bionutrients, this tea has been used for centuries to cope with cold Siberian climates and stressful lifestyle. To this day, it is said in Siberia that people who drink Rhodelia will live to be 100. So now the beautiful thing, you might say, well, I do not live in Tibet or Siberia, and I've talked about this before, that we have the potentiality to access these ingredients today so that we can utilize them to support us. I do ask you to be mindful and listen to your body to see what you might need or not need in a given moment. So I'm going to test it out. Because of the way we are in our market and our culture, we have the ability to get almost anything anywhere in the world. So if this is something you're interested in, you could try it out. You can go to your local natural foods market and check out what might be possible. And as I'm double-checking photos, yes, there's a red one and a yellow one, because I posted a red and a yellow. I'll have to do a little bit more research on that, but different colors. And it has a succulent kind of looking base to it. So to give you a little bit more information on this, and then we're going to go into some other options with depression that you can do to help, especially if you're in those beginning stages, that you can utilize this to assist you for altitude sickness. Preventing altitude, but it says there that it can be used for this. And of course, I'm reading off one of these articles from WebMed, so they're always going to counterbalance and say, well, inconclusive evidence. So it's for you to try out and test and see. And also, if you are in any other pharmacology or additional herbs or supplements, make sure that they're not interacting and causing a problem. And here they have tab for interactions, which is nice. You can also talk to your pharmacist. Western pharmacology is based off of botany. In addition, you could find a naturopath that is very well-versed in plant interactions. Another great way to understand what works with a plant and not, or where plants like to grow together. If they don't like to grow in the same near proximity, more than likely they're not going to interact well in your physical body. So the uses and effectiveness, there's altitude sickness, bladder cancer, depression, as mentioned. Early research shows taking Rhodiola might improve symptoms of depression after 6 weeks, mild to moderately severe depression, fatigue, anxiety, tuberculosis, stress associated with heart disease, high cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, cancer, aging, diabetes, hearing loss, sexual problems, it'll increase your energy. So those are a bunch of effects that are potentially accessible through utilizing this plant. Using it, you want to make sure that you do this moderately and start small. Even place it on the skin first to see if you have a reaction, and then slowly introduce it into the diet. Their recommendation is 200 milligrams to 400 milligrams per day of an extract that is standardized, and you can just maneuver around with it and see what happens. In this book, there's a tea, and you place the roots in jars, and then you can bring water to boil and then cool slightly, pour the water over the roots, cover loosely, and allow to seep for 10 to 15 minutes. And then strain, and if you're adding honey, wait until the tea has cooled a bit, then add it to the jars, put on the lids, and shake. So this is just water, root, and honey, raw honey, and you can make a little bit of it, drink it, and see what you like. Being that in this recipe from the Sacred Cookbook is using the roots, the actual physical roots versus an extract, you can order this online and seep it. It's a great way to interact with the plant and get a little bit more clarity as to if you are to have a symbiotic relationship with one another. So what we're going to do right now is take a quick break, and we're going to listen to and celebrate. We have the Day of Peace tomorrow, and as it is stated by the Gregorian calendar, but it is the 80th birthday of Leonard Cohen, my friend's daughter, and a good family friend's son, David Miller. Happy birthday to all of you and everyone else that's born on Peace Day. That's kind of fun. Leonard Cohen has a new album out. I'm so excited. I'm going to say hallelujah to that. If you haven't heard his story, it's well worth connecting with. And his way with his music is very profound and insightful through the words and his voice and the compilation that he's created. So as you connect to Hallelujah by Leonard Cohen from one of his previous albums, see if you can connect to how you're feeling right now. Tune in to how your emotions have been, how historically your emotions are in the fall, and if you're aware of any grief that you've compartmentalized, something that's been too intense for you to look at, and see when maybe little peekaboos have risen up for you during what season. Don't worry so much about the Gregorian calendar. Again, that doesn't exist in outer space, but it is a wayfinding device for us here on planet Earth right now. Just feel into it. How do you typically feel when these fall leaves change? When we come back, we'll talk a little bit further about different things that we can introduce into our life during the fall season to assist in the movement and support of our emotions, in addition to acknowledge the people that are on the other side of the globe and hoping that they can manage the rising of the yang energy as they flow from spring to summer.
Now I've heard there was a secret chord that David played and it pleased the Lord, but you don't really care for music, do you? It goes like this.
Happy birthday to Leonard Cohen. I love that he's 80 years old and releasing an album a couple days after his birthday. And you can listen to it at the link below on NPR if you want to preview it. Got a little bit into it before starting the segment today and like it already. So we're talking about fall and spring emotions. One, assisting with releasing grief and avoiding or assisting in moving out of depression. So movement is one of those great things. If you're feeling depressed and it's really hard to move when you're feeling, ugh, you know, feeling like you're in the paper bag or you're in the earth, in the soil. But if you can take the time to go out there and move, and as you do that, you'll be really inspired, because what happens is the stagnation of the yin energy wants to be held and carried by the yang, and that's within you. And as you get that heat going, then you can start to clear the mind, you can start to see the world a little differently, and those metaphorical and literal veils will start to lift. So one way to assist in mood enhancement, and I've talked about this before and had fun with it myself, experienced this firsthand, is that vinegar assists in warming and bringing up that yang energy. It creates temporary warming, circulation of energy, the qi in the body, and removes stagnations in the blood. It can be quickly alter emotional stagnation as well, particularly in children. Bad moods will usually disappear in a few moments after taking vinegar. And if you take a bunch of vinegar, not too much, but enough that it doesn't make your stomach sour, you'll notice how happy it makes you. And if you're already happy, you'll be really euphoric. So this is coming out of the Healing with Whole Foods, the Asian and Modern Nutrition by Paul Pitchford, his third edition. The sour and bitter flavors of vinegar reduce accumulations in the liver and the abdomen resulting from a rich diet. Lemon juice helps in this manner to sometimes extent, but is a cooling and more moderate remedy. People who feel toxic, sluggish during a transition from refined food and meat-centered diet to one of whole vegetables can profit from a little vinegar and lemon for that purpose. So you can put some vinegar and lemon in water, and this will help get everything moving. Vinegar also neutralizes poisons in the body and is good for food poisoning. Taking a quarter teaspoon every 15 minutes until you're relieved, one of the best applications of vinegar in case of nausea from eating old foods, overly fermented foods, or too many combinations. So if you're feeling some indigestion, vinegar relieves damp conditions such as edema, overweight, excessive mucus, athlete's foot. Soak your feet in vinegar to help clear up athlete's foot. Vinegar stops bleeding. Use in treatment for nose bleeding, spitting up blood, and fainting, loss, anemia, and childbirth. Vinegar removes parasites. Most worms that live in the digestive tract soak raw salad vegetables in a diluted vinegar water solution to remove parasites. There's a salad recipe in here that you could check out. Vinegar overcomes the toxic effect and pain of insect bites and stings. Apply to the area repeatedly or use vinegar compress until there's relief. So this is a beautiful thing. My grandmother used to rub it on my father when he'd have a sunburn, and my sister. she didn't like that too much, but it does assist with allowing yourself to heal and remove the pain. So another thing that's listed in this book on page 339 is that the dosage, if you're feeling a little depressed, moderate to moderate, you can utilize a couple things that in your diet, which are brown rice, cucumber, apples, cabbage, and it's not by accident that these things are available in the fall when we're releasing grief. I get so excited when I see this. So apple season, cucumbers coming off of a late summer crop, cabbage, you're ready for your winter soups, wheat germ, wild blue-green microalgae, apple cider vinegar, including one of these foods in each meal is equally adequate. So what you can do is take a dosage of 1 teaspoon vinegar in a little water while experiencing depression up to 3 times a day. In addition, 1.5 grams of blue-green 1 to 3 times a day. Severe depression often accompanies other imbalances. So that's why if you've gone too far, you're going to need some teamwork to get you out of there. And don't let it go too far. And if you know it's too far, then just raise your hand and find a good friend and see what you guys can come up with as a plan of approach to manage what's going on. In addition, additional foods for depression are, as mentioned, green foods. So we have the apple, the cucumber, the blue-green algae, but green foods, magnesium-rich foods, watermelon, which in certain parts of the North American hemisphere, we're still having a little bit of watermelon left, especially we have a later summer here. It goes into September, October. So you still might be able to get some of these nutrients in you. And those are just some simple, easy ways, if you so to choose, to really manage what's going on with food inside of you. So if you're inspired and you want some additional support in finding your way in the conversation between food and our emotions and our connectivity to nature, please feel free to reach out to me at suzannetoro@gmail.com. In addition, there's some article links where you can read additional information. The links to the artists are there too. Please feel free to check out what they're doing. And what we're going to do is we're going to sign out with a little bit of Shyla Ray's Sunshine. And as we do that, I would love for you to be honest with yourself where you're at. So much in our Western developed country culture, we're taught, and even in our emerging cultures, we're taught to put on a mask and pretend that everything's okay when it's not. This is a perfect time in our evolution to start being truthful with yourself first and then others. We're all doing the best we can. So as you connect to Shyla Ray Sunshine, connect to truthfully. And until next time, this is she signing out with a full heart, a big smile, a soft gaze, a deep bow, and a namaste. Be simply. I don't miss them. Oh, I will kiss.